This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. He's had only limited success. Secretary of State Antony Blinken wrapped up a grueling Middle East diplomatic tour this morning in Turkey. He's been trying to forge a regional consensus on how to ease civilian suffering in Gaza as Israel ramps up its war against Hamas. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
In a surprise meeting in Baghdad with the leader of Iraq, Blinken warned against militants stepping up drone attacks against U.S. forces in the Middle East.
Don't do it. I made very clear that the attacks, the threats coming from militia that are aligned with Iran, are totally unacceptable.
Earlier, Blinken met with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, envisioning a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian crisis.
Palestinian voices have to be at the center of that.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
One presidential historian calls it a stunning moment. A former president taking the stand in his civil fraud trial. It'll happen today as Donald Trump testifies in his trial in Manhattan. The AP's Julie Walker.
The former president, who is the Republican frontrunner for the office again, has been outspoken in calling it a political witch hunt. Lawyers for the state attorney general who brought the lawsuit have been stressing the merits of the case. By the end of last week, Trump's eldest sons had wrapped up their testimony. Before the trial began, the judge deciding the case found Trump inflated his wealth, something he denies. Now the focus is on the other charges in the lawsuit, including falsification of business records, insurance fraud, and conspiracy. Julie Walker, New York.
The two U.S. senators from Maine want the U.S. Army to provide information on interactions with a reservist before he killed 18 people in Lewiston on October 25th. This is AP News. Now to the Supreme Court and the issue of guns.
The U.S. Supreme Court is hearing arguments this week that challenge a law that prohibits people facing domestic violence restraining orders from having guns. The challenge to the 1994 law is the first one involving guns to reach the justices since their landmark decision last year that expanded gun rights and changed the way courts evaluate whether restrictions on firearms violate the constitutional right to keep and bear arms. The gun violence prevention group Brady says that the law has blocked nearly 77,800 firearm sales over the last 25 years. Challenging the law is Zaki Rahimi, a Texas man whose case reached the high court after prosecutors appealed a ruling that threw out his conviction for possessing guns while subject to a restraining order. Donna Warner, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.